Greetings from the Hill Country of Texas. This is J.D. Rose.
And I'm Sandra Phoenix.
We're inviting you to join us in our travels as we shine the spotlight on the best of Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding Texas Hill Country with fun, engaging, interesting, and 100% authentic conversation.
Together, J.D. Rose and I, Sandra Phoenix, will visit the places and introduce you to the people that make Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small towns some of the most highly visited destinations in America.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another Fredericksburg, Texas podcast with J.D. Rose.
And Sandra Phoenix.
And here we are with Chase Jones and Justine Thompson. Man, thanks for bringing me out here, Sandra.
Pretty special place.
You took me on a little tour.
I did. I've been here so many times, I feel like I'm qualified to give it. So, pretty great. We started at the chapel.
You're an honorary venue coordinator.
We'll
give you that title.
I love it. We are at La Bonne Vie, which is one of the most fantastic, beautiful, I can think of a million words to describe it.
We're Hill Country Weddings and Events.
Yes. I fell in love with this place a long time ago, but I am not qualified to tell the story of how it all came to be. So
we'll turn it over to you. We'll start with Chase, I guess. Chase.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're from Midland, Texas, right? Me and my family. And I have seven brothers and sisters. You know, my dad's been in the oil life his whole entire life. You know, that's my whole upraising was, you know, all I remember was the smell of oil. You know, that was my whole life, from car wash to oil business, you know, and the ups and downs of the oil business. You know, my dad was leaving a board meeting one time out of Houston and came to Fredericksburg. And I don't know where he said he was, but...
I think it was Burger.
It was Burger.
Okay, yeah. So he was at Burger, and a local guy here named Mike Blakely was playing. And he said he just loved the vibe of this town, and he fell in love immediately, you know, and wanted to move us here to get away from the hustle of the oil. And so we started looking for land, and, you know, I've got four sisters, you know, Justine sitting next to me, one of them, and I know them and my mom were really wanting to do a wedding venue, you know, and turns out, you know, when they were building it, I never seen my parents fight so much, to be honest. I mean, dad had his opinions. I mean, it was like, it was, you know, compromising, you know what I mean? It was good.
A labor of love.
That's why... But that's why this place is the way it is, you know, I mean, because they put so much passion into it, you know.
Right.
And so,
what year was that?
This was,
we got out here in about 2015, and they really started in on the renovation in 2016. We finished up in actually January of 2019. So we've slowly been working our way up to where we are right now with our new additions and what was original to the property.
Right. Now, one of the things that I think is right, used to be Cameron Brooks, correct? That'll kind of ID it for people who have lived here before. But, so, you know, people who knew Cameron Brooks even know what an amazing... beautiful.
Absolutely. So, you know, the property is broken up into what was originally here, which was their home, and then where their offices were. Then they had their stables, the hangar, and we've taken all of what they had done renovations, really made it fit for what we needed it for the wedding venue and event space.
Right.
And then we came in and built out the barn, the reception barn and the chapel. And then we brought in the cabins that are, you know, prefab builds. That was fun getting over cattle guards.
Oh my gosh. I cannot imagine that.
But they're so cute.
Yeah, they are.
With those cabins, we actually, we had a ranch in Sonora.
Okay.
And so, like I said, there's seven of us. So if you count, the cabins are seven of them besides the family ones. And we actually, those originally were built for each kid, each daughter and each son for the ranch. Like when we come, we would go down there, you know, we each had our little cabin, you know, and I was the one that was kind of managing that place, and we had some traps set out. And one day I saw a little doe get in there, and it was the worst thing ever. That's when I knew I did not want to do high ranch business, like of any type, you know? So I was like, Dad, we got to get out of this, man. Like that, it was the worst. And so like very shortly after, like I said, and you'll probably find out how impulsive me and my family, we really are, you know, we are, and it is what it is, you know?
Right.
That's cool because you got here on that impulse, listening to Mike Blakely, who, by the way, I play on my Texas country station.
Yeah, man. He's
TexasRadio.net,
yeah,
baby.
Man, hell yeah. And Annie out here too. Have you met Annie?
Yeah.
She actually works in the vineyard for us, and she's, I have all but good things to say about her and Mike. Are great people.
Good
but
people.
They are the ones
good
that
folks.
Got us here. They got us here on an impulse. And so, but yeah, so those cabins, I was just kind of touching on that, like each one for the kid, but now it's, you know, for the wedding venue.
Let's talk about the place. And I mean, you can have an entire wedding here
one fell swoop, for lack of a better term. You can do everything right here, all at one location. Is that right, Justy?
Absolutely. So the way that the property is structured and the way that we structure our contracts is for the whole weekend. What we really want to do is have our clients, have our couples out here for the entire weekend. We have something for everyone, whether you want something that's smaller, more intimate, in the way of a ceremony, reception, all of that, up to the whole shebang with, you know, up to 300 people, indoor, outdoor spaces. It really can be anything you want it to be.
There's an open air pavilion, open air chapel.
Right. So we've got,
Sandra showed me a little while ago. That's just absolutely beautiful. Who built that chapel?
It was actually, Timber and Stone out of Fredericksburg.
Oh, is that Rody?
Yes.
Rody Walker.
Yes, Rody did.
Yeah, love him.
Yes, he built the reception barn as well as the chapel.
Okay. And one of the other things I believe is you sleep like 100, right?
Yes. So 100 people. I guess technically we're at 98, but we do have rollaway beds and cots.
We'll invite four small people.
And things like that.
Down,
We do. We sleep 98 people on the property between all of our lodging options, from our 15 bedroom lodge, which has 10 king suites upstairs and four downstairs. We do have an ADA compliant room as well as a cabin. So we're really trying to think about all the different types of guests that we could possibly have out here. And then we got a couple bunk cabins that are fun, bunk rooms for the kids or kids at heart.
Right.
And then, you know, the fun things for our clients, our couples, will be, you know, the honeymoon suite up here at the homestead where we're at right now. This space also is fantastic for rehearsal dinners, for brunches. We also do corporate events out of this space.
Right. There's a huge, if I remember from the tour, right, there's a huge full kitchen there for catering and things like that, right?
Yes.
Which is
so
just really
we've
in a
got,
balcony,
yeah,
veranda.
Yep. And then we've got a boardroom in the library upstairs.
That's right, upstairs.
So we've got a 14-top corporate boardroom table that we just pull out a big old 60-foot or 60-inch TV, and they can do their projections, they can do any of their meetings up there, but then they can stay on the property as well.
That's so nice to be able to just have everything all at one location. That's
right.
Beautiful.
And that's really what we want. We want it to be a weekend that celebrates our couples, you know, because so often people come to, they don't get together unless it's at a wedding or a funeral.
Right.
And out here, you kind of get that built-in family reunion all in one. You know, you've got your wedding, you've got the family reunion. It's really great. And that's something that really resonates with all of our couples, all of our clients that we have that are booked, is that they're able to have this time together and really celebrate and get to enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy the hill country and enjoy being together.
Right.
Family friendly too.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, kids, it's almost like a park area, so to speak.
You know, 200 plus acres, that's absolutely beautifully manicured. You can go, I mean, you can have your ceremony outside, but you also have these creek beds, which we had a wedding here this past weekend. They said they caught 15 perch out there.
All right.
No idea that there was even fish in any of these, but you know, you take it, you
the
take it, and they,
dress,
and,
the mud on the
line. They, it's just so much fun. You know, they can go from one end of the property to the other and it would take them, you know, half the day. They can really get out and enjoy it. Between the two different spots that we have for horseshoes, there's a half basketball court, there's tall top bar tables, different grill setups, fire pits.
I understand the groomsmen and
have a skeet shoot.
Skeet shoot?
Yes,
right?
So we do offer skeet shooting, absolutely.
I don't know about weddings and guns. I'm not sure that's a good.
You would be surprised.
Yep, you never heard of a shotgun wedding? What's wrong with you, woman?
Stop it.
They really, really enjoy it. You know, there's so much in weddings and these events that are for the ladies, and that's something that the guys really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've yet to have a bride come out and want to do it, but if they wanted to, they certainly could. But it's so much fun. They have their whole day structured where, you know, the girls can get ready and the guys have something fun
to do.
They can do.
Right. And the other thing that I love about it is, and you know, and as people who are planning weddings, and the safety of your guests is always really important. And you know, you're like, you're at the wedding, and then everybody gets in their car and they go to the, you know, to the reception.
You're
and they
running
get
around everywhere. Like crazy. Yeah.
Right. And you spend half your time that you'd rather be with your family. I mean, if you can walk from the chapel to the pavilion to the
reception barn, thank you reception very hall, much. Whatever reception you want to call it, right?
Hall, and you know, spend the rest of your time at your. It's fantastic.
It really makes for our clients' stress levels to be very minimal.
Yes.
We want them to be out here to enjoy it,
right.
And exactly, not be running around going to rehearsal dinner here or, you know, some brunch here. It can all be encompassed here at Le Bon Vie Ranch. And that's really what we want, is for them to be here, to have that experience, and to really enjoy their time here with their friends and their family.
Right. Well, I just have to say, your bridal, like...
The get ready suites.
The
bridal
there.
Suites.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. You know, I'm
yeah, when they get ready, that's enough.
Right. Thank you. But it's so gorgeous. I could just move in.
Both of them are. So there are two different options.
Right?
We have one that's an 8-top, so 8 girls could get ready in there and have their own space.
Wow.
And then in the barn, in the reception barn, we've got one that's a 6-top. They've got their own little lockers and cubbies.
Makeup
so
mirrors.
We wanted it to be spacious. We wanted it to be luxurious. We wanted it to be very plush.
Right.
And someplace that they can sit and enjoy. They have, you know, their own air conditioners in there. They've got steamers. They've got their own bar set up. So we really want it to be something that is that experience, that is fun with the girls to get ready. You know, the groom, they also have a space. Theirs is a little bit smaller, but they do have a loft space, or they've got the skeet shoot, or, you know, the bar in the lodge. So there's plenty of spaces for the guys, but they only take, you know, 5 minutes to get ready.
I love it. You mentioned stress-free, and it sounds like a lot of this is.
Yes.
And just how beautiful, wanted Chase to share a story he shared with me. You've actually had planes land on the landing strip out here
when I'm earlier. I mean, so I'll be out there in the vineyard, just, you know, whatever we're doing, you know, grow tubes, training steaks, tying babies, whatever the case is. And two separate times I've seen two ladies, probably I would say in late 70s, maybe early 80s, just land, turn around, wave at me, and just fly away. I'm like, well. And I was saying, they're probably about if it had been a month later, we had to cut across that airplane runway to put down some water lines, and we just didn't get right to filling them back in. So, they landed at a good time, because that would have been that wouldn't have been too pleasant.
And we're not recommending that you come
so
out with
so don't
an
land unless you're going to let us know.
Okay. Call ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
How do folks, I guess they can call for reservations, but I noticed on your handout here, your flyer, that you offer military discounts. I think
that's
fantastic.
Yes, we want to make
sure. God bless our military.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that, you know, those that are first responders, military, they're being appreciated for all that they are doing. Mm-hmm. And especially out here, it's such a beautiful space and a beautiful place. And having the opportunity to come out here and be together, that's just something that we really want. It's important to us. We have, you know, military and first responders in our family as well. So we very much appreciate all that's being done to serve our communities and our country.
And the phone number, folks, is 830-998-7601. That's 830-998-7601. And what's your website?
It is www.lebonvranch.com. Our email address is also info@lebonvranch.com. Any form of communication that anyone would like to get in touch with us, we're absolutely happy to do tours and just get to know everyone.
You know, I just like to back up just a little bit, though, because you mentioned that there were 7 kids and that this was kind of an impulse. I mean, I bought shoes on impulse and things like that. You know, I get that.
But never
an
event center.
No, not. But, you know, I just think it's one of the things that I absolutely love is how hard all of you work.
Nothing's handed to you, right?
I mean, every single time I'm anywhere on either property, all of you are like just hands on. I mean, when I shook your dad's hand, he was sweating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if he's sweating from working or sweating from thinking, but it's one of them.
You know?
But my whole life, I mean, when we had a car wash when I was probably, I don't know, 6, 5, and man, I would go and sweep up all the trash.
Yes.
You know? And like, dad was working, my grandma was working, my mom was working.
Right.
You know, so it's no different. I mean, we came here, got in the oil. You know, I remember putting together flow lines when I was like, you know, 8 years old. You
wow.
know, I mean, and that's, yeah. Dude, that's backbreaking work. Me, my mom, my dad, and my twin brother.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. No, I got to. Me and my twin brother were the little ones, so we didn't have to bend over as far. So that's why they used us. But, I mean, putting together flow lines, and now it's just kind of transferred over to, you know, Fredericksburg. I mean, we, you know, I'll be out there in the vineyards. Mom's out there moving furniture. I mean, y'all should have seen it building this place. Always out here, always working, getting home late. You know, and that's kind of what we stand by. You know, like, that's why you see so much passion and, like, how everything's kind of turned out and how good it looks, just because we're motivated and we're passionate, you know, and that's why we're here. We're all in, so.
Right. Love it.
What else did you fall in love, you know, as far as Fredericksburg? What, obviously, Michael Blakely, Burger, Main Street, the Stars.
The Stars.
What else drew you to Fredericksburg and the Hill Country?
We absolutely love it out here. I mean, this is a far cry from the flat lands of the oil field out in Midland, Odessa, Permian Basin. There's also humidity here, you know?
Right.
So I always just remember my mom saying that she was raising a bunch of desert rats because we had slowly moved across Texas to get back to Midland, where our dad's originally from. Okay. And so we, you know, came out here, you know, just trips and everything like that, seeing trees and hills and water. You know, we love the fact that for our families, our growing families, that we have, you know, in an hour, we can be somewhere hiking, we can be somewhere enjoying the water.
Heck,
on
you can
a
go
river.
Out to Luckenbach.
You can. And we've been out there. It's amazing. You talk about food, music, but history. And that's really important to us. You know, family is everything for us.
You really get that feeling. And that's one of the reasons why I think that if people book their event here or book their wedding, that they're going to feel that, you know, they're going to really experience
somebody
taking care of them.
I could feel it when you were taking me on a little tour.
Well, I am an ambassador now. So.
We always tell that to our clients, you know, you're not going to be dealing with somebody that is paid by us. So, you know, you are getting to personally work with somebody in our family. I say somebody.
Right.
It's likely to be all of us at one point or another,
right?
Whether it's directly or indirectly. And it's something that's very important to us. We want that sense of family, that sense of community with our clients, but we want them to be here with us and leave as family.
Right. Right. Well, I'm
the
sure
family will grow.
It will.
Every weekend, every wedding, it becomes a huge family. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so weddings, are they kind of back to normal at this point now? I mean, are people, they're booking their wedding? You're probably booked.
We are still very solidly booking into 2021 with, you know, some inquiries into 2022.
I'll bet.
COVID has not stopped us from having weddings at this point. You know, we're still at 50% occupancy with, you know, the mandatory protocols that are going on right now across the state. You know, we're following all of those protocols, but we are still having weddings. And I think people are very thankful for that and happy to have the outlet to be together with other people and celebrating, celebrating something happy.
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, I didn't want people to be like, oh, well, we'll book whenever. You know, you're talking 2022.
We are.
Already.
Yes. There's been a lot of movement from 2020 into 2021 just with the comfortability of people and how they feel. But certainly, we're getting to that point where we have very few dates left in 2021.
Yeah. Wow.
Definitely looking to those brighter horizons of 2021, 2022.
Wow.
I do have to ask about the classic cars. Chase, we got to talk some cars, man.
Well, so we did talk about Impulse, right?
We did.
So you have several cars that y'all display?
Or yes,
Are they your cars, family cars?
They are most definitely my dad's cars. Okay? Yeah. That was very clear from the start.
Dad's cars.
I got to drive the Shelby off the semi-truck when he pulled up because nobody was there. And that Shelby has, I think, 13 miles on it, and seven of them are mine. So, I mean,
the truck.
Yeah, no, I took around that loop a couple times.
So how many different cars do y'all have? I know you probably can't.
So, oh, man, there's up to like 15 or so.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, all classics,
so
60s,
Shelby,
70s. Shelbys, we have we got a couple Camaros, some old school Mustangs, some fastbacks. Dad's going to hate
how
me listening to this.
How about a 57 Chevy? That's always
we
been
have a
dream car of mine.
Yes, we have the Bel Air. Yes, we have
the
Bel Air baby blue.
Take a look at that baby.
Baby blue.
That's a ride favorite. That's
yes.
A ride favorite.
I remember being a kid. I can still smell the glue. I didn't sniff glue all the time. I know y'all don't believe that.
Yes, you did. Well, stop.
But a model I had that very car.
Yes.
So
that's
near and dear to my heart, you know.
Yes.
It was purple. What color is this one?
This one is baby blue.
It's turquoise.
That's close.
Oh, wow.
That's
turquoise.
Close to purple.
Baby blue.
What? There's
yeah.
a difference between turquoise.
Yeah.
Turquoise is not close to purple. I find you?
Yeah, right.
I got you, man.
No, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So folks get to see those cars. You put them out every once in a while. Folks that visit here see them and so forth.
Really what we do is, the brides want to take bridals.
Photos.
Yes, we use them for pictures. A lot of times our couples want to use them for engagements, to take some send-off pictures. They really do make for some gorgeous pictures with just something fun, something different.
Right. So, I do have to ask this because when we were doing the tours, January and February, the open houses, right?
Yes.
Which was crazy. We had trolleys back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was bananas.
We probably had 500 people here
for
our grand opening at open house.
I think there were 350 on my trolley. I'm not kidding. But anyway, the trolleys would pick us up here. They'd pick us up here, and there were all these beautiful classic cars, and they're really planted kind of, or cars weren't planted. They were in front of the vineyards, or where the vineyards start, correct?
Yes.
And so I imagine that, and I don't know how many acres or anything that you have, but it's a huge vineyard, and it's such a beautiful backdrop, I think, for, again, it's so romantic. What's more romantic than, is it hundreds of acres?
So we have planted this year right now about 95 on property.
Wow.
And that by quite a large margin makes it the largest Central Texas vineyard, around. And
wow.
And that's, and that is, people say romantic, but man, that's work. That's what I do, And so people I understand, and the vineyards are beautiful. I mean, we have, the machines to keep it upkept and make it look as picture perfect as any bride wants. And
right.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's immaculate. And we're just on our way. The vines are about 2 years old right now. And so next year they'll have a real good canopy.
Three.
And yes.
That's the magic number, right?
3 years old is the magic number.
Yes,
yes ma'am.
And
yeah.
So... I've seen some of the photos that you have. I mean, are they on your website too, so that people can really get a look at how gorgeous it all is?
Absolutely. Okay. So we have a lot of photos on our website, but we also are on social media. Our handles are at La Bon Vie Ranch.
Okay.
And we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and that's a lot of where we do most of our updates, showing what's going on the property.
Right.
Sharing photos from, past events, what's upcoming. So
right.
We really like to keep everyone updated.
Well, how about
harvest?
Our social
media. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the harvest photos. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So that's why I have black circles around my eyes right now. It's not makeup, I promise. All right.
Okay.
It's no sleep. Yeah. No,
I was wondering when you first got here.
Harvest is it's taxing, but I have a really good crew to help me out with this. And, it kind of rewind a little bit back to the Sutton County Ranch, before we were here.
Yes.
That's kind of where I learned to drive tractors. I was clearing fields. I didn't know a thing about vineyards, a thing about wine. I knew nothing about it at all.
All right.
To say I'm sitting here talking to you about this would have, I'd be like, yeah, no way. You're crazy if you
right.
tell me that.
Right.
But that's how I learned. So, I mean, it's really just being able to drive those tractors and being willing to get up early.
Yeah.
And so we've been harvesting for the past 3 weeks now. We've got about 50 acres so far in the hill country. But, I mean, what we're going to do is... we bought that machine to harvest for ourselves, but it's kind of turned into a business in its own. I mean, it's a need around here. The
yes.
vineyards are going in like crazy, and there's no infrastructure to keep up. So
right.
that was kind of a window that we saw to jump through. And
that's awesome.
Yeah,
right.
So it's really helping us. We wouldn't be able to plant the acres we do if it wasn't for some of the machines that we've had to acquire.
Right, and I think that, that'll kind of take us in to the next segment that we're going to do for Slate Mill Wine Collective. And
mm-hmm.
And just like you said, some of the, people that you are helping through kind of pioneering.
Yes.
This is just really astounding. So
that's
I'm excited.
It's going to be another fun episode
yes.
coming up.
Yes, it
Absolutely.
Is. And so I'm very excited to talk about that too. But, the baptism by fire thing with like the harvest and all the vineyards, and here you are. And I know I know it takes a lot of hard work. Matter of fact, JD and I just talked about podcasts, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. And here we go. And we are rolling.
And we are rolling.
Rolling. Get that podcast going.
No. Okay. I don't usually let JD sing for obvious reasons.
But this is awesome. Chase, Justine, thank y'all for visiting with us. Let's get all the particulars out there, though. The phone number is 830-998-7601. That's 830-998-7601. Talk about your social media website and all that again before we wrap this one up.
Sure. Our social media handles are at La Bonne Vie Ranch. That's Facebook, Instagram. Our website's www.labonneviranch.com. And our main email is info@labonneviranch.com.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to add that if anybody is planning a wedding, that they should call soon. They're already booking for 2022. But I also just wanted to just throw this out there. If you're doing a different event, if you're doing a corporate event, I mean, corporate events are usually a conference room at the Marriott, which is about as exciting as, you know, a walk-in closet with a TV. And so if you could picture this, if you go to the website, I think you'll be able to picture what your corporate event could look like.
Yes, it's definitely a different atmosphere for any event outside of just a wedding. There's plenty of opportunity for
family reunions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful spot. So.
And in the heart of the Hill Country,
that's
man.
That's right.
You couldn't ask for a better place.
Yeah, no, you really couldn't. So,
well, God bless you folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Fredericksburg, Texas podcast. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining J.D. Rose and I as we go out and meet the people who make our Texas Hill Country community a great place to visit and to live in.
Hopefully you've laughed a little, learned something new, and discovered somewhere you might not have found on your own in Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small Texas towns.
We know we've enjoyed introducing you to the most interesting people and phenomenal places we could find, and we thank you again for stopping by.
Sandra and I are already looking forward to our next adventure with you.